Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, just for 10 minutes, I want to be three guys that are here talking about ball. We got Steven Spector joining us in studio. We'll get back to football coming up in just a bit. First thing, Steven Spector, is you are an NBA fan like Rob and I are.
Rob's an NBA fan?
He is. He's a Cleveland Cavalier fan, actually.
Okay.
Right. Very puzzling to me as well.
All right.
First question I'd like to ask you before we get to the real reason that you were here, because you're also a college basketball fan.
Kind of.
Who was the college basketball player that you were just sure when they went to the NBA, it was going to work and you ended up being wrong? Because everybody has that player that when you're watching them in college, you're thinking, man, this guy's going to be really, really good. He's going to be a good pro. And then you find yourself like, how did that thing miss?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
I still don't really understand how Zion didn't turn out to be phenomenal. I still don't understand.
You don't?
I mean, I understand, but I don't understand.
He's eating himself and out of the league.
From the moment I saw him, I'm like, this is a much more athletic version of Charles Barkley. How is he not one of the 10 best players in the NBA?
I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, but Evan Turner comes to mind. He had a good NBA career, but he was so good at Ohio State. He did everything. Everything made sense about Evan Turner in the league, and he never lived up to being the number two overall pick.
I'm going to give you one that, to me, when he fell in the draft, I'm thinking, oh, you guys know what you're talking about. Justice Winslow. Justice Winslow was one of those players that made a lot of sense in college why it didn't work, but when you got to the league, it was like, okay, he's going to be a very good player.
No, because I watched that Duke team every game. He had a great NCAA tournament. And that's what happens. You get drafted on NCAA tournament and you never live out. I mean, I thought he'd be a better pro, but I never saw that in the regular season from him.
I'm a little surprised that Rob Dillingham isn't working right now in the league, too. He just was a walking bucket.
Can anybody name a Kentucky player who's good in the league at the moment?
All right. Well, all right.
Not from like the early Calipari days.
I got you. Yeah, it's been a while since they've had one of those
Wallace
guys.
Kaysen Wallace, he's can't even play.
It's been one of those guys. Rob, do you have a player that when you watched them play in college, you were just certain that guy was going to be a good player?
Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
That's a good one. He couldn't shoot, though.
I thought he would figure it out offensively one day. I'm like, that guy's long, athletic, can defend. If he can just score a little bit, he'll be a guy in the league. He could never score.
We do love rangy 6'8 wing players. It's good as the best.
I still don't understand how Michael Beasley didn't, at a minimum, become Kristaps Porzingis. It was I've never seen a basketball player make playing basketball look as easy as Michael Beasley. The only one I would say is even closest.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything ever physical with Michael Beasley.
No, I'm 100% with you. But you know how some people are like, they are your favorite basketball player. That's who Michael Beasley is. Guys that hoop got all the respect in the world for Michael Beasley.
Probably a lot of dudes from like Texas too.
I used to believe in an AC law back in the day.
He went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, I don't know.
TJ Ford, I also fell for it. Yeah.
He was too small.
You loved the Hollis Price back in the day.
No, too small.
You loved
too small.
A Hollis Price.
Ben Simmons is a good one.
Another player that I don't think it's physical. 100% mental.
Yeah, and he was so good in Philly the first 2 years, too. And then he gave up that layup in the playoffs.
It was over. That was the end of his career.
Completely
That was the end of his career. Yeah. All right, so this is what I have here. In celebration of day one of the NBA, you are a Duke fan.
Yep.
And Rob is a KU fan.
Is Rob going to be able to fill out a roster for I don't even know the game we're about to play. It feels like build your NBA starting five from your favorite college team.
Not at all.
Can Rob fill out a team?
No, that's not what we're going to do here. So you know what? I'm going to let you set the over-under for Rob. Rob, pull up the sounder for 30 seconds with the horn.
Oh, God.
I'm going to let you set the over-under, and we're going to see how many of the KU players that are in the NBA that Rob can name. There are 11 of them currently in the NBA. There are 11 former KU players that are currently in the NBA.
Two are starters, probably.
How many of these guys do you think that Rob will be able to name?
7.5.
All right, we're setting the seven over under at 7.5 here in 30 seconds. You know what? I think Rob's going to do it. I you know what? I'm going to bet on my guy. I'm going to take the over under for Rob. I'm going to take the over under at 7.5. I think he gets 9.
I can legitimately think of 2 off the top of my head.
All right, I think Rob's
bad.
I think Rob's going to think of more. All right, Rob, hit the music here. 30 seconds. I'll count you down. There are 11 current KU players that are in the NBA. How many of them can you name? On your mark, get set, go.
Christian Brown just got paid. Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid. Kelly Oubre is still in the league. Sfi is still in the league. Markieff Morris, I believe, is still in the league. Ochai Agbaji is in the league. Grady Dick is in the league. Is anyone else just still kicking around? Jalen Wilson's still in the league. Jalen Wilson's on the Nets right now. Anyone else off those title teams?
That was, got an 8. That got an 8.
I set the right line there.
Yeah, no, you set it at 8.
I know you. I bet I can name one that Rob wasn't thinking of.
All right,
and do I don't know if you even get credit for KU for this. The best dunker in the NBA, Johnny Furphy.
Johnny Furphy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would Quentin Grimes have counted? I got kind of stuck.
Quentin Grimes did. He went to Kansas. He does count.
He played. He almost none at Kansas.
There's actually one more player that you guys did not name.
Give me an era.
Devontae Graham.
Devontae Graham is not
can't be in the league anymore.
He was on the Hornets for a long time.
There's one more player.
Give me a clue or an era.
He got drafted in 2024. No chance you know.
I'm out.
No chance you know. You're done. Who do you think it is? Drafted in 2024.
He's out. Oh, drafted in 20. It's not Furphy.
It is not Furphy. No.
I've been on that.
I hate.
You're gonna kick yourself when I tell you the name.
Steve McCailuke. I hate that guy.
It's going to be awesome off that team I hated. Who was it?
Kevin McCullough.
Yep.
Kevin McCullough plays for the Knicks.
Yeah, he's at the end of the bench.
Kevin McCullough plays for the Knicks.
He was
yes.
more Texas Tech than KU,
Those
but I get it.
Those are the 11 players from Kansas that are currently
there's
in
two
the
good,
NBA.
There's two good players in the league from Kansas.
Okay, all right.
What? Now, am I wrong?
No, I'm just saying that. Now when the text line says, oh, Carrington, you said that. I didn't say that.
No, I said that. There's okay. two. Joel Embiid, you get 75% credit for Joel Embiid because he plays 52 games. And
Wiggins is a good player. Wiggins is a good player.
He's a solid player.
Yeah, Christian Brown's a good player.
Christian Brown and Andrew Wiggins combined for one good player, and Joel Embiid is three quarters of a good player.
Christian Brown's a good player. I can't believe you put me in a position I got to defend KU guys. Christian Brown's
a good
player.
We're putting Andrew Wiggins in. He's a rotational piece.
Jalen Wilson's fine. He's fine.
No. Who does he play for?
He plays for the Nets.
Okay. That's all that needs to be said.
He plays for the
Jalen
Nets.
Wilson cannot be good at the NBA. I'm sorry.
All
no
right.
chance.
So, Rob, now we get to turn things on Steven Spector here.
Oh, God.
There are 19 Duke players that are currently in the NBA. I want you to set the over-under, Rob. How many of these guys do you think Spec can name? There are currently 19 Duke players in the league.
I'm trying to think how many post-COVID that he wouldn't have watched.
All of them.
The problem is I'm so bad at this game under pressure.
I'm going to say there's so many guys. I'm going to say 9.5.
Oh, he's setting it at 9.5. I'll take the under on that one. All right, let's go ahead and get the music fired up here. You got 30 seconds to name as many former Duke players that currently are in the league. On your mark, get set, go.
Zion, Kyrie, Cam Reddish, Jabari Parker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate being on the clock.
This game's always easy when you play it on the podcast.
No, Craig. I know. I'm terrible. I'm just blanking. Cooper Flagg.
He counts.
Oh, Gary Trent Jr. Did I already say Cam Reddish?
You did.
Okay.
Don't matter. Get out of here.
This is not my game.
You didn't even do Knoppel. You had the
you had a lot of guys you could have went.
Malawak.
I'm just not good at this type of game.
Okay, you ready? Grayson Allen, Marvin Bagley.
Grayson Allen's a bad
Marvin Bagley's still in the league. Okay, that's the answer. I thought Marvin Bagley was going to be the best player ever to come out of Duke in the NBA. He should have been so good.
Marvin Bagley currently plays for your Wizards. That's who he plays for.
I actually did know that.
That's basically 1 foot out of the league.
That's the same as Jalen Wilson playing for the Nets.
Yeah,
that's your last chance.
RJ Barrett, Wendell Carter Jr., Kyle Filipowski, Brandon Ingram, you name Kyrie, Jalen Johnson, Trey Jones, Tyus Jones, Luke Kennard, Derek Lively, who was turned into a very good NBA player, Jared McCain, Mason Plumlee, Jason Tatum, Mark Williams, and Zion Williamson. Those were the
real basketball players. You named a lot of real basketball players there.
All right. I just wanted to let you guys know that
Jabari
was not
Jabari Parker. When you were answering, you
Jabari
said
Jabari Parker was a great college player.
He was
and the best high school player in the country at the time.
I actually kind of feel like he got kind of, you always say like some guys were like too early or too late. The league really started to change when Jabari Parker was there. Yeah. Like if he had played a decade earlier, he'd have been a top five player.
Yeah,
in the league.
But
the league got so spaced
his
out.
His size hurt him at the end and he got a knee injury and he just never put it back together.
Speck, we appreciate you coming in studio to celebrate the start of the NBA season.
Just a reminder that Duke's the best college basketball program in the country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.